Perez will go. I think Gerrard will wind up staying, actually. Let's turn our attention to Fulham, though, and let's talk to Ross Goldman. He is our resident Fulham expert. He's a blogger. He is, what is it? It's the Fulham's Cottagers?
It's cottagersconfidential.com.
There we go. Cottagersconfidential.com. Look, we all saw most of the game. We've seen the highlights. Take us through emotionally what happened to you yesterday.
Well, emotionally, I guess you could say the game started off pretty good when I saw that Bobby Zamora was starting.
Yep.
So we start off in the second minute, and he has a nice shot on net, and I'm feeling pretty confident, feeling like the team is going to get that first goal to start off the game. But Hamburg were very tough. Hamburg just kept coming. They kept going back and forth for the first 15, 20 minutes, and then came the strike. Strike by Petrich, which was, I have to admit, was incredible.
Absolutely phenomenal goal. Mm. Unbelievable. The view from behind it was just absolutely spectacular. And then, Russ,
Russ.
Yep.
You had to wait to, the 70th minute before Davis got in behind the center back?
Can I just say this? The only thing I want to hear coming from Craven Cottage this Saturday or Sunday when they play West Ham, I want to hear the entire Craven Cottage singing, "One team in Europe, there's only one team in Europe, one team in Europe,
there's only one team in Europe."
I mean, who would have thought?
Yeah, exactly. So carry on. The 70th minute comes along. Davis scores a really, really good goal. How he turned that centre-back was a thing of beauty.
Turned it.
Bust his ankle on the way in. Yep. So take us through that moment then, young fella.
Yeah, no, when he scored that goal, I just said to myself, I can't believe they actually legitimately have a shot now. I really believed after they scored that goal they were going to come right back.
Mm.
And then you have a corner kick again from Davis, and it lands right to Zoltán Gerrán. He just puts it right in.
And like
Steven said, I thought after that I was a little nervous, but I felt confident because they were still pushing. They were pushing to get the third.
Yep.
And I was just waiting for the end to celebrate, and it's just incredible. I can't put it into words. It's incredible.
So I'm asking the question at the start of the show, and it's reference to like Birmingham City, who have used a lot of the same players, in fact, most of them all year long, and got a lot of miles out of them. You're getting a lot of miles out of Hengeland and Pansel and Murphy and Duff and Etuhu and Davis and Guerra and Zamora. But it has to be a point where a manager thinks to himself, do I even want to break this group up? I mean, you start bringing two or three other players in, sometimes it rocks the boat. Are you fearful that perhaps maybe you'll sign three or four players and it might just not all gel together again?
I am, Kenny, because exactly what Steven said, they don't need to break it up. They just need to add to what they already have. And if they can add pieces to the puzzle, maybe another striker up front, maybe another midfielder, I just see that they can enhance this story that they have, and hopefully maybe have another chapter next year.
Okay, now, so who would you take out of that starting 11 last night? And it's the same 11 every week. It's phenomenal. Who would you take? Who is the weak link in your team?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I would say
you don't want to say anybody, do you?
No, I would say he's on the bench, and I'm glad he's on the bench, and that's Jonathan Greening, to be honest.
Yeah,
right.
Potentially.
The one guy, of course, this is the absolute automatic offshoot of what happens when you have a run like this. Of course, Brett Hangeland is now being rumored to be a target of Arsenal.
Well, yeah. Well, let me ask you this. Who's your best guy on the bench? You'd have to think Nevlin's done some terrific work off the bench, hasn't he?
Yeah, Nevlin has. Nevlin's already leaving. It's already been announced that he's leaving. I can't remember. I think he might be going back. I want to say he's going back to Norway, but he is leaving. So Roy Hodgson will have his job cut out for him to bring in a couple more pieces. And talking about Hengeland, you just mentioned Hengeland. He was rumored all of last summer to be going to Arsenal. It never happened. He wants to play for Fulham. Mm. I really don't see this happening.
Well, let me ask you this then, because the last thing you want are good players leaving, or players that have, done very well in certain positions against all the odds, and you've got a lot of them. Any talk on the message boards or any rumourville at all? I mean, he's always going to be linked with the England national job, but that's Capello's right now. Any talk on the message boards, anything at all about maybe Hodgson moving to a bigger club?
There's all I've been hearing is about is about England. That's all I've been reading about. And you know, I got to be honest with you guys. I would be concerned if he goes in that direction.
So would I.
He really is the glue. He's put this together, and I'm just
of course, Alex McLeish continues to deny that he would go to Liverpool, and I'm not sure that he would. I think he's going to sign a new 3-year deal if the money's available through Carson Young at Birmingham. But if Benitez leaves, that would be a fantastic challenge for a guy like Roy Hodgson to take a big club like Liverpool on, most storied club in Britain, take them on and perhaps turn their fortunes around. Could you see maybe that happening if Benitez moved on? Do you think Hodgson would move up to Liverpool?
I don't see it, Kenny. I just think that he's in a really good situation at Fulham. I see what you're saying with the ambitions of a club like Liverpool. It could be tempting. The only job I could really see him taking would be that England job.
Interesting.
That's just my feeling. The way that he talks in the press conferences, the way that he talks about the club, I just think that he knows that this is a club that he's built. Wouldn't he want to see if he could take it maybe another step up?
Yeah. Now, you know you can fly to Frankfurt. Where are you?
What was that?
What state are you in?
I'm in home. I'm in Massachusetts.
Okay, so you can fly to Frankfurt fairly quickly.
Are
you going?
Any travel arrangements coming your way?
No. Unfortunately, I can't make my way to Germany. I don't think my wife would let me come home. So,
well, what do you think the travel and support will be? I mean, 25,000 packed into Craven Cottage last night. But what's the ticket allocation for a final for the Europa League?
I read it's about 12,500. And
what does the Nordbank hold? 50?
Yes.
Is it somewhere around 50?
Yes, and it's funny because on the message boards they already show the sections that have already been allocated to Fulham. So Fulham fans are, I'm pretty sure, are already making their plans.
Okay, so now I'm sure you've had a good look at this Atletico Madrid team, and they are the worst, best team out there. There's no question about it. It makes no sense whatever I say about them. But Dominguez, Simeão, Pereira, David De Gea at the back, obviously in goal, and the front three, we talk about Aguero, Forlan, and Jose Antonio Reyes. That's a tough team to beat, isn't it?
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. But Kenny, you've just explained it all pretty well. They're the best worst team out there, meaning that they're not.
You never
a
know
real
what you're
consistent
getting.
Team.
Well, they're Wigan on steroids.
Well, they may well be, but you know what? Roy Hodgson is no mug, and I suspect that he will be watching tape and film of them like crazy for the next 12, 13 days. And I don't suspect that he will not come up with a plan. I don't know that Fulham are going to win, but on a one-off, on a neutral site.
The thing about Fulham is if you put a goal past them, they don't fucking even care.
Yeah, ask Juventus.
They
ask
don't
Juventus.
Even care. They're coming after you. That's the great thing about them.
I think it would be absolutely superb to watch Danny Murphy lift this Europa Cup.
Damien?
Hibernian.
Hibernian.
I mean, it would just be one of... It is, even at this particular point, it is one of the great stories. Now, I remember a few years ago when Middlesbrough went through to the final. They went through having come back, I think, in two different rounds from crazy, crazy deficits.
Yep, but they got beat 4-0, was it?
By Sevilla. Yeah. And I just don't see that happening to Fulham. I'm not in a position where I'm going to call what I think what it would be, and I would imagine Atletico Madrid will be... heavy favorites, just because most people in Europe don't even know who Fulham are.
I know. That's the funny part of this whole thing.
Now, do you know what we were asking earlier about the seventh spot? Do you know that? Do you know who gets it if Fulham win it?
You know, I don't know. That's a very good question, and I'd like to know that too.
I'm pretty sure that if you win it, you would get, you obviously go you back the, as the holders,
yep.
And that would take away the seventh spot.
I think it does.
League spot in England.
Yep, I think it does. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah,
you can't just keep loading countries up.
You may as well just go down to 9 and 12 and 30. Yeah, give Portsmouth a spot. Well, they won't give a spot. Now, will they because of Portsmouth? Wait a minute.
Because
it was going to go 7th
because of Portsmouth.
Portsmouth
never applied for a UEFA
license. Right, so they can't get
that's
it.
That's the problem.
So that's why they said then it would be extended to the 7th league position. But if somebody wins it, surely that would supersede 7th in the league.
Yeah,
another
country should get that berth. That extra spot should be given away.
Yeah, Fulham should come back as the holders.
Yeah.
And somebody, I know you're laughing at just the mere words.
When is the final day? 12?
I can't even dream that high right now. I mean, that'd be crazy if they actually win this.
Unbelievable.
Okay, so we're getting the final on where?
I think it'll be on Goal TV. Yeah. Which means we'll get Ray and Phil, right. Which will be great. Hey, Russ, thanks very much.
Congratulations.
To all you Liverpool, to all you Fulham fans. I'm very, very. I mean, there's nobody who follows football can honestly tell me they're not happy about what's happened. This is just happy days.
And surely, when you've got one of the all-time great football names, surely you're a winning team when you have a guy in your team called Zoltan Gera. What a great name! Are you kidding me? Was he not with West Brom Albion last year?
Yeah, he was with West Brom a couple years ago.
There was another bit of trivia I was going to throw
Zoltan
out there.
Zoltan Gera. Doesn't seem like a loser, does he?
Doesn't seem like a loser at all. So it's Fulham versus Atletico Madrid on May the 12th in Hamburg. Go Fulham. Russ, thanks very much for the call, and congratulations to all you Fulham fans, to your team, to your organization, and especially to your manager.
Thanks.
Hey, what's the website? Cottagers Confidential?
CottagersConfidential.com.
Load it up.
All right, go read what they're saying. It's great stuff.